Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This is the story of a group of friends with incredible powers.
I still can't believe it! We're dream breachers!
This is the story of what happens when the truth about them is finally revealed to the world.
We're continuing to ask questions about dream breaching on today's news.
This is the story of how it all might fall apart.
Something is wrong with the breach.
This is Dream Breachers.
So, Henry from the East Coast, why come here with this very special Kilner?
Well, I happen to be on the West Coast for some meetings, and I thought, why not broaden my circle?
And the idea is you're going to just give this special Kilner to me? Or I have to buy it? What's the deal?
The deal is simple. You use the Kilner on me, and then you can do whatever you want with it.
I'm sorry. You want me to murder you?
What? No. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the murder killer.
Murder killer? What? No, I have the Breacher Maker. I need my powers back.
Oh. Well, why should I help you out with that? I don't even know you.
I suppose you never do know how a kindness like that might come back to you. I mean, I'd owe you one. And I guess until you're owed one, you don't know the value of the one.
Deep.
And of course, there is the obvious choice you could make to sell your services. After you've helped me, the Kilner's yours to do with what you please.
How come nobody who knew you when you were a breacher will do it for you?
I made some bold moves recently. I guess not everyone appreciates that.
Bold how?
No need to get into details, but suffice it to say, I was trying to avenge my parents.
Wait a second. You're Henry Stanton, the one who went after the kid? And it's you who identified him.
Yes, that's me. And as I just said, I had my reasons.
Still.
Walk a mile in my shoes and all.
I think I better not help you, I mean.
Ugh, suit yourself. I'll find someone who will.
Leaving so soon?
Yeah, I think I'll head home. This place is dead anyway.
Hi, Hannah.
Oscar, everything okay?
Yes, all good. Big things are happening.
Okay. Well, you're still taking Leah for the weekend, right?
Of course. Can I talk to her for a second?
Sure. Leah, Daddy's on the phone for you.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hi, Daddy.
I thought it would be fun to play dress-up and stuff this weekend.
I usually do that with Mommy. She has fancy shoes and makeup.
Daddy can get all sorts of stuff from the costumes department. It'll be great. You'll see. But, hey, I thought it would be fun if you brought that old mirror of ours.
I'll ask Mommy.
No, it's okay, sweetie. I can ask her when I pick you up.
Yay!
Ask Mommy what? Give me the phone.
Oh, I was just wondering about that old hand mirror of mine.
If I remember correctly, it was your grandmother's, and you gave it to me. Something old on our wedding day.
Of course. I remember now. It's yours, of course. Just feeling sentimental about my grandmother, I guess. Could I have, borrow? Even see it? I thought I'd use it in a film.
What are you up to?
Nothing. Why?
It's around here somewhere.
Incredible. Can you find it?
Pamela, do you hear that?
I do. Is it the kitchen sink?
No, I checked.
Sometimes Evan doesn't turn the shower off all the way.
I checked that too.
Let's have a look around, I guess.
I'll go up, you go down?
Sure.
Pamela, I found it.
Well, where is it coming from?
The roof is leaking.
Ugh, again.
Anna.
Crowley? Dad?
You just waking up?
No, I've been up. I'm trying to make a medical diagnosis, Kilmer.
That's why I'm here. About all this Kilner's nonsense. The idea was that you were to catalogue and fix. The end.
Sure, I fixed a few, but making new ones is... well, it's what makes me special.
You're messing with powerful energy, Anna. It's better left alone.
But the murder, Kilner. If it turns up, we need to be prepared.
It's not going to turn up.
How do you know?
We tossed it into the ocean years ago.
What? Who's we? Why would you do that?
Your mother and I. We decided it was the right thing. So we just did.
You knew what it was?
Of course.
How?
In the early days of the breach, your mother's breach, there was another breacher who used to run with us. And she herself became a little Kilner-obsessed because she had this one Kilner and she couldn't figure out what it did.
That was the murder Kilner?
Yes. She didn't understand why every time she had a dream with it nearby, she felt nothing but horror and fear. It was only a few years after she'd started trying to figure it out, just putting it under her pillow here and there, hoping for a more helpful result, that she saw a news program about a mysterious serial killer. When she saw the dates of all those unsolved crimes, she realized she was the one who'd done it.
But how would she be able to figure that out?
All of these people were killed in places she'd visited. She went back and retraced her steps and did some research and concluded that the person sleeping nearest to you in physical space is the person who dies. And the power of the Kilner travels through the walls of houses and buildings and across courtyards and into strangers' bedrooms.
That's incredible. And, I mean, horrible. So, knowing all that, you just threw it in the ocean, where it might someday wash up on a beach?
Well, what are the odds of that? And of it being found by someone who knew what it was?
Pretty high, now.
You're exaggerating.
Am I? This woman. What happened to her?
That part of the story, well, it's best if your mother tells you. It's not really my place to say.
Okay.
But Anna, please, stop with the Kilners. I can take them away. I will, if you don't stop.
I don't think you will, though. I don't think you're here because my mom sent you. I think you actually want to see what I can do.
Oh, Anna.
What? You know it's true.
Janksy, you up?
Yep. Morning.
Oh, morning. How's it going?
Good. Hey, I was moving some stuff around to make the place more livable, and I found a box with a spoon in it. Any idea what that's about?
The box with the snow globe and stuff?
No, just a spoon.
Well, that's strange.
That's what I thought, but why do you think it's strange?
When Evan was younger, his parents used to find random objects in his bed. They kept them all and then realized they were items from dreams once they learned he was a dream breacher. We have this theory that Mac was giving Evan these little tokens and hints when he was a child. Maybe to help him discover his powers? We were never sure. Hey, did anything like that ever happen to you?
Not that I know of.
Well, there was more stuff. The snow globe, a seashell that had a piece of sea glass in it, which turned out to be a siren.
Maybe Evan took it all home.
I think he would have told me.
Or even shown me. I was there for dinner the other night.
Oh, right. How'd it go?
Great. They're so nice.
Oh, good. Well, I guess I'll ask Evan. Would you ever consider maybe asking your parents if they have a similar box? Wait, do they know you're a breacher?
Nope. My parents don't know much about me at all. They don't know that I'm a breacher. They don't even know that I'm Janksy.
They don't know you're a successful artist? That art school was clearly the right choice?
Nope. I know. It's pretty wild. And the funny thing is, my parents think Janksy, the artist, is like super cool. They even bought a small print of the piece I left in the Louvre online.
They must know.
They don't.
Well, maybe that'll change one day. I mean, are you thinking that at some point you'll do a big reveal?
I don't know. I mean, if I were to reveal my identity, I'd be asked to reveal my secrets, how I make my art appear in unreachable places and all, which I obviously can't explain without admitting I'm a breacher.
True.
Anyway, having a hidden life isn't so bad. I'm used to it.
Well, I, for one, feel lucky to know you. The real you.
Thanks, Naya. So, I guess we'll hang on to the spoon. In case it's meaningful?
I can't imagine it is, but sure, yeah. Let's put it in the safe. I'll ask Evan about the rest of the stuff.
Hi, Oscar.
Hannah, hi.
Leah, your dad's here.
Do you have it?
Yes, Oscar. Here.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm ready, Daddy.
Hug, please. Have fun. Love you.
Love you too, Mommy. I want to try on costumes.
Yes, let's do it. I have a fun scene I thought we could act out.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Hey, Naya. I'm just about to go into school, but what's up?
Oh, okay. Real quick, then. I wanted to check in with you about something. The box of things you brought out of dreams before you knew you were a breacher?
Yeah, what about it?
Did you take most of the items home?
No, I left them at the Dream Academy for sure.
Oh, well, this is potentially upsetting, then. The only thing in the box right now is the spoon.
Okay. Something really bad is happening, Naya.
Tell me.
I can't seem to bring anything back from dreams. And other things have also disappeared.
What do you mean? What other things?
I brought a retainer out of a dream for a kid at school, and he said it disappeared. Anna's leaf blower is gone. And now the stuff in the box, too.
Janksy said some of the pages in the Book of Kilners are also gone.
Oh, wow.
Have you told Helen about the things disappearing and about what Mac said?
No. Anna's going to talk to her today. I'm hoping she'll meet me at the breach. Maybe help me figure out what's going on.
Smart. It's her breach, after all. Keep me posted?
I will, of course. I gotta go in or I'll be late.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye, Naya.
Want to study together after class?
Sure.
I could use some help.
Good day, mate.
Good day yourself, mate.
Ah, it was so fun. Where should we go tonight?
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, Evan.
Hey,
what's going on with you two? Why were you talking like Australians?
Oh.
We have to tell him, Emmy.
Of course. It's just, well, we used a Kilner animade.
We went on vacation last night in Australia.
What?
We should have told you. Anna made me take the travel kilner and we decided to try it.
Then when I used it, I woke up and it was in two pieces. So we each took one and used them and went to Australia together.
This was your second vacation? And you used a kilner that was split in half? Without wondering if maybe that was, I don't know, dangerous?
Sorry, Evan.
We weren't thinking. We just...
I'm here running around like a crazy person, trying to put out fires everywhere. And you two are off gallivanting around Europe and Australia.
We're really sorry, Evan.
Really sorry. But also, I don't know. We did it in our sleep, and it was really relaxing. Maybe you should give it a try, too. You could use a break.
I'm late for class. You are, too.
We'll talk later?
Sure, whatever.
Yikes.
I know. We deserved that.
We did. But you have a point. He needs a vacation.
Oh, look at this one, Leah.
I want to put it on!
Do it.
Oh, this is so fun!
Can I ask you something?
Sure, Daddy.
Do you ever remember your dreams?
Not really.
Do you ever wake up and find something funny in your bed?
Like poop?
No. Like, oh, I don't know. A toy? A marble?
You're not making sense, Daddy.
Sorry. There's a legend I've heard about people who can bring things out of their dreams. People believe my grandmother could.
But it's not real?
I don't know. Some people say it's not. Some people say it is.
Like magic!
Like magic.
I know what I bring out of a dream.
You do?
A puppy!
Oh boy, you better not.
You don't want a puppy?
I do not. Now, what shall you try on next?
I want to be a mermaid!
A mermaid, of course! I borrowed a mermaid dress just for you. Now, let's see. Where is it?
Who is it?
It's me, Mom.
Don't you have school?
I'll be late. Just wanted to check on you.
Gotta be honest. Not feeling great.
Yes. I was trying to make a medical diagnosis kilner when Crowley came by to scold me. He told me how you two threw the murder kilner into the ocean. Doesn't seem like that smart of an idea to me, just saying.
Noted.
Please tell me it wasn't right here. Please tell me it wasn't Kelly's beach.
Of course it was.
Mom, breachers still scour that beach looking for kilners.
No, they don't.
I've seen people out there sweeping that beach just this week. So, wait. When this happened, did the person who realized what it was and could explain all those deaths, did she go to the police? Did she tell them?
Tell them what? That she was murdering people in her sleep?
Well, then, what happened to her? Crowley wouldn't tell me. Said it was your story to tell.
She was racked with guilt, of course. She asked me to take away her powers. So I did.
Well, good, I guess. And that's it? Never saw her again?
She circled back every few years, asking me to reverse things. But I didn't have a kilner in my possession that would turn her back into a breacher. I haven't seen her in at least 6-7 years. But, well...
Tell me.
She called the Dream Academy the other day. Said she wants to talk. I'm sure she wants her powers back, which I couldn't do even if I wanted to, thanks to your carelessness.
Don't blame this on me. You wouldn't do it anyway, would you?
No. But she can't already have it, can she?
Honestly, I don't know. I think someone was spying on the treehouse the other day. I know it.
The people you've seen on the beach... Are any of them the woman who owns that little art and jewelry shop?
Yes. She's there all the time. If it's the person I'm thinking of, I've talked to her.
Then it's possible, likely even, that she knows who you are. It's possible she followed you to the treehouse one day and snooped around.
So, now what?
I don't know. But I do know that I'm not going to wander Kelly's beach looking for her. If she wants to talk so badly, she can come to me. Everything okay?
It's Evan. He asked me to come talk to you, and he's reminding me because he's super on edge. He's asking whether you were able to explain.
Explain what?
Why things are disappearing. Why we can't seem to breach. Do you know what's happening?
I don't. But I know that we're powerless to stop it.
He wants you to meet him. At the breach. He's hearing voices there.
Voices? Whose?
Everyone's. Voices from breaches of the past and stuff. Also snippets of the news lately. He says he can't make sense of it. He needs help.
I don't know that there's anything that...
Mom, can you just... try?
Okay, I'll go. Tonight.
You seem very focused over there. What's going on?
Oh, right. So here's the thing. My friend did everything he could to return the source voices to what he thinks are their original voices. And I've been listening over and over again. And the first voice of an anonymous source in the news, it's clearly Henry.
We all suspected.
Yes, but the second source...
Yes?
Well, here, just listen.
I'm telling you, they exist. I used to be one, and they must be stopped.
I've heard that voice before.
Yes, you have.
Oh, wow, Jenksy, the hotline. The message for Helen.
Bingo.
You're sure?
Well, listen to this.
I'm assuming you get these messages, Helen. We need to talk. I need back what you took from me, and I have the leverage to make you do it.
It's the same person.
It's the same person.
Good work, Jenksy.
Thanks. You want to call Helen, or should I?
Already calling. But she's not picking up.
Okay, so am I crazy? Or does it sound like this woman might have the murder Kilner?
There, checking in?
Oh, no. Not yet, I mean.
Okay. Then how can I help you?
I was hoping you could look up a guest's room number for me.
Oh, we don't give out that kind of information. But I can call up to the room for you.
No, I just want a room number, not actually call them. It's nothing crazy. Well, I mean, it's a little crazy. It's someone I admire who's staying here, and I'm just looking for an opportunity to, you know... bump into her in the halls.
Sorry, but I can't.
I can reward you for your services. Perhaps 100 times.
What's so great about this person that you want to bump into her?
Let me put it this way. She's a famous director.
Oh, yeah? I'm an actor myself.
Then you understand the challenges of access.
I really do.
So you think you can bend the rules just this once?
Sure. I'll look her up. As long as it's cool if I bump into her myself.
Of course. Her name's Helen Cusack.
Just give me a second. We have a Helen Cusack in room 1204.
Amazing. Thank you. I can already tell you're going to be a star.
What's the pass? Henry.
Hello, Lily.
You're not one of us anymore, Henry. Move on.
Wait.
We're all over it, Henry. Over you.
That's fine, then. Suppose I call my guy at the network who interviewed me and just happened to mention that this here fine establishment is a breacher hangout. You'll have reporters here day and night.
What do you want, Henry?
Same thing as last time. Make me a breacher again.
I'm afraid of what you do.
More afraid of that than you are of me name-dropping your tavern in the news?
It's not that hard, you know. Just go about your business as a breacher without making a big splash or whatever.
Spoken like a true spy hopper.
If you think that's an insult, it's not. All the best breachers. Helen. Garvin.
I've met them, Lily. They're not all that.
Oh, and you are?
Can I at least come in for a bowl of soup? I do love your soup.
Fine. But just the soup.
Of course.
You following this story?
Not particularly.
And now a stunning direct plea to dream breachers is the latest news from the doomed cave disaster victims. This is the impassioned plea from one of the trapped children.
Please, if dream breachers exist, if you're out there, if there's anything you can do to help.
But I guess I'm going to have to start.
Helen, you came!
Yes, Anna said you've been hearing voices here. But I don't hear any.
Okay, let's listen.
Puppets. They're like twins. Anna. Henry has the Salem dolls.
Oh, wow. I can see it. It's like the channel is here. In the room with us.
You don't hear that?
I don't.
I don't understand.
Tell me what they're saying.
I made the Violet Kilmer.
It's Anna, saying she made the Violet Kilner.
Violette?
And Mac, calling out to Violette.
He has these two old puppets. They're like twins.
Mac himself found a few pieces from his most special perfume, made for his wife and bottled in violet glass. He discovered that the sea glass gave him powerful dreams.
There are too many. I need to quiet my mind. I need to edit some out.
I'll wait.
He's looking for more that might bring him dreams of his beloved departed Violet.
I made the Violet Kilner.
It's just stuff. About Violet Seaglass and the Violet Kilner. I don't know what it means.
I'm sorry, Evan. Neither do I.
What is it? I can't see. It's a piece of sea.
We could, I suppose, give them some wisdom.
No thanks.
But surely this is all because of the Violet Siren, the Violet Kilner, and the poppets. Too many objects from too many breaches.
But if they knew, then they'd go after my grandson and his mirror. He'd be powerless.
Well, then maybe I'll tell them.
You wouldn't dare.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.